President Donald Trump moved to end the DACA program last fall, but it remains in limbo. Lawmakers were given 6 months to form a compromise bill, but didn't accomplish the task by the March 5th deadline. The Department of Homeland Security agreed to renew the two-year permits that expired before the March deadline, but it's uncertain what will happen next. Pablo Valencia Garcia is with Dream Action NIU. The student-led group at Northern Illinois University aims to raise awareness about situations faced by undocumented students in the U.S. Valencia Garcia says his parents, who are undocumented, urge him to act with caution.
My parents tell me every single day, be careful. Don't do this, don't do that, don't commit a crime because that will put you in deportation proceedings.
Valencia Garcia says that when he first transferred to NIU, he kept to himself and was reluctant to trust others. But he says Dream Action NIU has boosted his confidence.
I have the ability to talk and say, hey, I'm undocumented, but nobody can retaliate and say I'm going to report you to ICE.
Valencia Garcia spoke at a recent summit for undocumented students. Several dozen people gathered at McHenry County College to share their support. Others voiced their concerns about the DACA program. Sandy Lopez tried to quell some of the anxiety. She's with NIU's Center for Latino and Latin American Studies. Lopez led an informational discussion at the event about current laws and misconceptions. She says undocumented students face extra burdens on top of coursework and finances.
They have to deal with the stress, this anxiety of, am I protected from being deported? Am I going to be able to work? Am I going to be able to use the degree that I'm earning right now once I graduate?
Lopez says Congress should not be stalling on addressing the now expired program.
They're using it as a tool to push through certain agendas and certain legislation, but it's these 880,000 students' lives that they're playing with.
Lopez says change starts with how undocumented people are labeled.
If you hear a professor or a student using the term illegal, stop them and say, you know what? The term is undocumented. Only an action is illegal, not a human being.
While she says NIU offers great resources for undocumented students, Lopez thinks educators can help sooner. Ann Lopez says she wants the legislature to take up House Bill 4503, which could help undocumented students who are considered Illinois residents for tuition purposes.
So this would open up the ability for universities, public four-year institutions, to give funding. Every four-year public institution has agreed to this.
But she says the measure is stalled in Springfield. Lopez says it's critical to pass because right now, undocumented students do not receive federal or state funds. Elgin-based attorney Shirley Sanjati helps DACA recipients renew their permits. Sanjati says her parents are from Iran, which inspired her to work with immigrants. She says she doesn't know when Congress will act on the DACA program.
So the best we can do is people who can renew their status should renew their status as long as they understand that they could lose their money if it's terminated prior to that.
Sanjati points to the extent of system backlog. She says she knows a pair of siblings from Mexico who applied for a visa in October 1997. It's just now being addressed.
Now they can apply for their residence. 20 years they waited. 20 years. That's the line.
Sanjati says that's why some may decide to cross the border illegally. But she says they're not bad people, just in desperate situations to come to the U.S. or cannot afford the steep fees. Sanjati says attention should be focused on those who are committing crimes.
Go after the bad guys. We all want to go after the bad guys. All right, but what you're doing is blocking our immigration courts with all the good guys.
She says immigrants and undocumented people should not be judged just by how they look or where they come from.
Racism is not immigration policy. Dehumanizing people is not immigration policy. It just doesn't work.
Sanjati says time is up for lawmakers who are deprioritizing a DACA compromise bill.
Until our country determines what we're looking at in the future, we're never going to have logical and good laws that actually reflect what we need to do.
Jim Martyr ran against Adam Kinzinger for the 16th District congressional seat. The Republican from Oswego didn't win, but says he was fighting for tougher immigration laws. Marner agrees with Sajani that the immigration system is broken, but he says the solution is more complex.
Just waving your magic wand and saying make everyone a citizen isn't the answer to that.
He says employers letting undocumented people work is costing the taxpayers.
Folks are getting money that are directly coming out of our federal government, our taxpayers' dollars. And taxpayer dollars is the money that comes out of the pocket of every working person in America.
Marner calls for a stiffer hiring process.
We need to put in a place of e-verify, which means that you need to verify that someone you hire is an American citizen, and you can't prove they're a citizen, you can't hire them.
Marner says letting people stay here illegally breaks principles of what it means to be American.
These people, at one sense, they're coming here for freedom, but they're being literally treated by slaves. And when they come here, they have to live under the radar. And again, they're violating our immigration laws, our minimum wage laws, and all kinds of laws to stay and remain.
He says he supports President Donald Trump's 10-point immigration plan, which includes building a border wall and forcing other countries to take back those deported by the U.S. Marner says it may not receive bipartisan support, but regardless, he says addressing the DACA program needs to happen sooner rather than later.
If we allow a system like our current broken immigration system to continue, that is not compassionate, because people are dying to get here and people are being subject to human trafficking and all sorts of malfeasance.
Until Congress agrees on a solution, whichever direction it takes, the 800,000 DACA recipients will have to wait to escape their limbo. I'm Jesse Schlacks.